Thanks for joining us as we are beginning a journey through the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Our purpose in these devotions is to know Jesus more intimately, to love Jesus more passionately, and to follow Jesus wholeheartedly. Before we get into the scripture of the Gospels, I want to take a little time to introduce you to the writers. Let's begin with Matthew, and we'll introduce him from his book, Matthew chapter 9, verse 9. As Jesus went on from there, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the tax collector's booth. "Follow me," he told Matthew, and Matthew got up and followed him. Matthew was an outcast. He was banned from the synagogue. He was a hated tax collector. Matthew had sold out to the Roman government that was taxing the Jews into poverty. His tax booth was located on a strategic trade route. And as was typical in his profession, Matthew overtaxed travelers and traders and pocketed the extra money. He was a wealthy man from ill-gotten revenue. Then he met Jesus, and his life was changed forever. Writing around 50 AD, Matthew's target audience was the Jews. He wrote to show them that Jesus was the promised Messiah, the Anointed One. In Greek, that's the Anointed One means the Christ. In Hebrew, it's the Messiah. Much of his writings focused on how Jesus fulfilled Old Testament prophecies. He knew his readers would be very familiar with the Old Testament, so Matthew included some 50 direct quotations and 75 allusions to Old Testament passages. Matthew had walked away from the Jewish faith to pursue personal gain. But after encountering Jesus, Matthew finished strong by walking with the Lord. As one of the 12 disciples, he knew Jesus up close and personal. Tradition says that Matthew was burned at the stake for his faith. He knew the power of God's love. He knew the power of commitment. And he knew the power of God's great grace. So, Father, thank you for providing men like Matthew to record the life of Jesus, and thank you for his willingness to die because of his faith in Christ. Help me be more willing not only to die for you, but also to live each day in the power of your great grace. In Jesus' name, amen.